예로 시작을 해봤어요. 이히, 오 예.
예. Hey guys, SushiCast number 10, and it is May 28th, almost 1 a.m. here, Seoul time. And tonight we have with us Nat. Say what's up.
Hey guys, it's Nat.
It's a little bit of a cold. Mike, holla.
What's up?
And last but not least, DT.
Hey, hey.
And tonight, this is your hostess as usual, Maniac, on the blog. And it's going to be a really short podcast, but let's start with the biggest news. Success in Japan. Have you guys listened to the teaser tracks? Or at least the releases that have been on the blog?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
What are you guys feeling about it?
I'm interested to see how the entire song of Let It Rain pans out.
Definitely my favorite on the from what I've heard so far, it's my favorite.
Interesting. What about you, Nat?
I haven't actually like listened. I've listened to it, but I haven't really pinpointed like which one's which. You know what I mean? But
okay, I don't mean to be a nitpick.
The one that keeps seeing Let It Rain. I guess. Sorry, I'm really out of it.
It's okay. It's okay. I don't mean to be a nitpick, but, like, you guys know how they release the teasers, like, little previews of each song on that, what, like, 6-7 minute
yep.
compilation?
I don't really like
How lame was the visual to, like, to the music? I don't know, is it just me? But I was, like, seriously, like, trying to listen to music, watching that stupid thing, and I felt like I was looking at my Windows Media Player. I was like,
I didn't really notice it. I just hit play and then I started doing my...
Yeah, it's pretty... I mean, I do agree with you. It's pretty cheap and tacky. It's like, you know, something that a first-year visual arts student would, you know, crop up in a few seconds. But, I don't know. Maybe it's a plan that they have.
I think I'll have to check it out and get back to you.
It really was like, wow, you guys could not afford to put, like, a picture of the girls, at least just one picture, you know, and then let the songs just roll through. Really?
They don't even have to do that. They could just put one picture that has no movement whatsoever, just a background picture.
Exactly.
That would
exactly
be sufficient.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, really, you couldn't just do that. You had to put on some, like, 80s MTV, like, crappy music video.
Someone's acid trip.
Maybe someone thought that having, you know, something there would have been okay, you know?
Really, though? Really? Okay, anyways. So, one of the most recent posts I think Pharaoh put up was SHINee's debut song, which was also the same debut song in Korean, their replay in Japanese, and Yuna's in it. I absolutely think she looks so pretty in this video.
She looks pretty amazing.
Get a chance to watch
Yuna.
Mhm.
Nomu yeppo.
There's a reason why she's the face.
I mean, I love Victoria, but wow, Yuna, look, she's just like the part, like the whole, like, you know, Nuna no Moyepo. Wow, she's so pretty in this video. It's ridiculous. I can't get over it. She's so pretty.
Yuna gets prettier as she gets older as well, so.
This is true.
Yeah.
It's true. When I saw them for the Intel conference and they performed the Visual Dream song, Yuna, wow, it's no joke. When I saw her in person, I was like, oh my gosh. No wonder all the Korean guys are in love with you. She's so freaking pretty. She really is.
Yeah, a lot of fan accounts always say that, like, she basically glows in real life.
She
glows.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Like, pictures don't do her justice. You have to actually see her.
To be honest, to us sons, that'll go with every one of the girls, to be honest, I reckon.
Yeah. I agree.
But I think Yuna's the one where I see that said every time. Like, absolutely every time. Without fail.
Well, it's a good thing she's the face of the group. Like, it's just a good thing. So their debut song on the album, Mr. Taxi, I guess we did not talk about, I thought we did talk about this last time, but we didn't. Now you guys.
We talked about it.
Did the video
talk about the preview?
Yeah, we talked about the preview, not the entire song or PV.
Okay, last time, so we did talk about who stood out the most.
Yeah, and we talked about the costumes, how we loved them, and I still like them. They're awesome.
Oh, okay.
Black and yellow.
Choreography-wise, what did you guys think? Do you think this is a step up from what the girls have been doing, or step backwards, same level? Are they really challenging themselves with the choreography that they've been given now?
I mean, like, I wouldn't say that, like, it's going back, but it's just different styles, if you know what I mean? But I wouldn't say that, it's, like, taking a step back, you know, choreography is somewhat, like, easier compared to something as powerful as Into the New World. But I think it's a different kind of it's different thing.
A different feel?
You know, it's appropriate to the song as well. I mean, it's definitely not a hitliner kind of comeback, massive comeback thing. You can totally tell by the way the music video is produced and stuff. Like, it's not something that's meant to, like, blow our minds, like, O or G. You know, those massive comebacks? It's just one of those, here you go, you can watch it now. It's really good. All of us smash over it, but it's not the big one that SM seems to want us to all go crazy over, you know what I mean?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure in Japan it's absolutely off.
Yeah, I do that.
Because it's not supposed to be a comeback for Korea. It's purely a Japan venture.
Yeah, I think they are still treading water in Japan. So they haven't really, you know, jumped into the deep end yet with anything major.
Dude, at this point in time, I think they're doing amazing over there.
I was going to say, with that being said, they are starting, you know, this last year, although it was their debut last year, it's this year that's where they're you know, starting to gather momentum.
Well, this
tours and all the and the first album. So
Mr. Taxi is something Japan can call their own, because it is not off an old Korean record. It is not off a,
yeah, the first one.
It's something original that Japan can call their own, and you know, it can be Shoujo Jidai, it's not, you know, Shonenshi there.
Yeah.
Speaking of Japan groups and stuff, is Kata still, like, active in the Japan market?
I think
mm-hmm.
Yeah, they've resolved their dispute, so they're one happy group again, so.
Okay.
Can't wait to see their Korean comeback.
Oh, right? Oh, I miss them so much. Soka! Okay, so moving on. Bigger news. Bigger than the success in Japan. Could anything be bigger than the success in Japan? The Asia Tour! Yes! Thank you!
For you.
Finally! Thank you. For me, yes, because I'm actually heading home back to the States for who knows how long. That shall be disclosed later because I don't want my family to find out indirectly. But the girls are going to have a soul concert a couple days before I leave, and I have finally the opportunity to see them live, like real live, not just Visual Dreams G live. Oh my gosh.
I think JC beat you to that. Didn't JC see them live when he went down to...
Okay, no, but that doesn't count. It was just like, you know, a 2-3 song set. It wasn't...
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you got them there.
It wasn't an actual concert. Though,
yeah, it's just... Oh, that's just a showcase. But that's not the concert.
It's irrelevant.
Were you in Seoul when the last concert took place? The last tour took place?
No, well, when they went, they did SM Town. They had already finished the Seoul one when I got here. So,
okay.
They went to LA right when I left. Huh?
Their first tour, were you in Seoul at the time? Not SM Town, but...
I think so.
No, well, I came here in August, so I think they did it before then.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I just missed both of them. So, yeah, I did. But the solo stages, oh my gosh. I have the first concert, totally Bandcamp bootleg DVD, watch it all the time on my flat screen.
Yeah.
And I can't get over how good, like, their solo stages are and just the whole, like, you know, setup of their concert. And I'm sure, did you guys go to SM Town? Oh wait, was there one in...
No.
Here you guys?
I missed... Oh. I was in the States last year, but I missed out.
The LA one?
On SM Town. Yeah, the LA one by a month or two. Went home. Yeah, I think it was in September. I went home in August. So.
Yeah. Well, what the current rumors are that each girl is going to have an English stage. And what was the other one? English stage. And English stage. And the full Japanese album. Wait.
Yep, they're performing. No, that's for the Japanese.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry,
tour.
Hold on. Okay, all solo stages are in English and some Korean songs. I was reading on, I forgot where, but they said that Jessica was going to sing to Mia and Yuri was going to do Janet Jackson's If. Okay, I'm not sure how familiar you guys are with those two artists, but I'm a huge R&B fan, so I know my Tamia and I know my Janet Jackson. And Janet Jackson's if Yuri is doing Janet Jackson's If, Yuri is a dirty, dirty girl. That's all I'm saying. If you guys don't believe me, go look up the lyrics to If.
Boy, if Sunny's doing Britney Spears 3,
oh,
come on, do you guys know what 3 is about?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, Nat, say it like that. I'm assuming 3 ménage à trois. Yes.
Bingo.
No. Okay. Yeah. It sounds like it. No, Nat. Are you still out of
No.
Me? Oh gosh. You guys gotta
go
bicker in.
To it now. YouTube it right now, Nat.
Right now. When during the podcast. Right now.
Just
what is
Spears.
It?
Britney Spears 3.
That sounds like shenanigans. Oh,
The number or what? Or
yeah,
just
the number.
I think both will get a result.
Wow, these are pretty risque songs. I mean, if Jessica sings Tamia's, just any of Tamia's songs, it wouldn't be that bad. It's just very, like, R&B, like, ballady, which would be really good
for
Jessica.
But you can say that with a lot of stuff. Songs these days always have, like, hidden meanings that can be misconstrued.
Okay, no, but I... Trust me, bro, I know my Tamia. Like, if she wants to be sexual about it, she'll just straight up say it.
Yeah, but this wouldn't be, like... This Tamia wouldn't be the, oh my god, this is the one thing. No, it's been done before.
No, but I'm like, comparing... Tamia,
but in terms of
if,
Soshi, though, in terms of
yeah.
SNSD doing these types of songs,
it's very risque, I think. Well,
yeah,
with Janet Jackson. Oh,
even the rumored Tainy duet of Lady Marmalade. I mean, that song is pretty risque in itself as well.
Oh man.
You know, it's got that French part in it. The chorus is in French, right? And what's the chorus? What does it mean again? That's it. That's the one. If you translate that.
I could, but the thing is that with those, that sort of thing, I can attribute it to that, because that song is already so mainstream and so well known that I think it kind of makes it redundant. It doesn't matter. They can still do it.
Yeah, like when the girls did Pussycat Dolls, it was like, meh. That's okay. Like, the sex had already worn off.
I mean, even, you know, Tiffany doing her live performance of Lady Gaga, that's still, in some respect, the same thing that we are talking about. But because it's so mainstream and so well-known that it doesn't really matter.
Well, let's just see how the girls split off. Nat, are you watching Britney thing?
I watched half of it and I stopped.
Is it bad? I don't even know what song.
I get what you're talking about.
Okay, if you guys have the opportunity to see them, is there a song that you would like any of the girls to perform? Like a specific song?
Like a cover, or...
Yeah, a cover, or like a song you would like to see them do.
Nothing comes to mind immediately.
Just off the top of my head, if I were to see Hyoyeon do a dance song, I'd love to see her do something really, like, hard bass, like West Coast, like gangster rap or something. I think that'd be crazy. Like, crumping or something, really out of her pop and lock and her, like, old school form of dance.
Like an alternative to her dancing style. Like, something that's related, but not exactly the way she is. Like, something that she could work on.
Or even lyrical would be nice to see.
Now that you mentioned that, I would like to see Sohyeon do another musical number. That's
it. Really? Yeah. Huh. You know, okay, now that you say it like that, you know what I'd like to see her do? I'd like to see her do something out of Chicago. Maybe All That Jazz. I think that would be interesting. And All That Jazz. Or Cell Block Tango. That would be way too sexy for her.
Oh, Cell Block Tango would be awesome.
That would be so awesome.
What's the one where they talk about killing the guy?
Yeah, Cell Block Tango?
Is that, yeah, that's...
Oh, yeah, that's the one,
Yeah. Yeah, but...
Well, they should all do it. That would be dope.
Yeah, they should all do it. Not just Hyun. All of them should do Cell Block Tango.
Yeah, like the way all of them did Singing in the Rain.
Yeah, you know what, that would be very hot. They could all just wear their chocolate outfits. Whatever corset thing they had going on during one of those New Year's specials. The white one, I forgot which.
Yeah, I'd love to see them do another musical number.
That was cool. I like the whole angel thing flying around. That was really nice. I wonder how else, what other like props and stuff they're going to be able to use on stage. Or special effects like that.
I wish they'd just released the concert DVD already.
You're really trying to milk it, man.
I'm 100% sure it's in their back pocket. Because at the moment, the girls are being, like, well-prepared, they're doing stuff, so they don't have a need to do it right now. But, you know, maybe, you know, when the girls are resting, or, you know, there's a hiatus or something, bam, out it goes. They got something there.
The girls are so overworked these days, hey, just with CFs and, like, with all the amount of tours they have to do and SM Town and, man.
Well, we've said it again and again and again, they need a rest, and, you know, who knows when they're going to get it, actually.
Didn't they say something about that? They released a thing about that, like how fans are always saying that they need rest, but then they asked for something and they just said, what did they say in return? Like, don't worry about us needing rest, something.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna take that as it is. Like, I'd much prefer for them to have a legitimate break.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, it's one thing to, like, have, like, a day off in a week and, you know, another thing to actually have a legitimate break, like everyone should. You know, there's such a thing called annual leave. and all that.
I forgot who I was talking to, but they said that they get, what, 10 days out of the year for their break? Oh, Taeyeon's mom. Why did I forget
that? That ain't much.
It's not at all. No. 10 days out of 365. Really? Especially them? Yeah.
There's more public holidays than 10 days.
Seriously? Okay, so, speaking of solos and certain individuals, Yuri, what's up with her body type, man? What is going on? She need to quit. That girl need to calm down. She's losing all her curves. I'm getting mad.
I'd like to say, yeah. Look, I've always, like, for as long as people have known me, I've always been of the opinion that, in my opinion, Tiffany is the healthiest out of them all. Like, in terms of the whole journey here, I
would disagree. But go
okay, but yeah, you disagree, and you know there's other girls who are close to that as well, and I have absolutely no, you know, I have no qualms. But you know, since Tiffany is my bias, I like using her as an example. Get off my back.
okay.
I don't like the way the world has this weird, twisted image of wanting girls to be like sticks. Nothing about Yuri at this point in time looks healthy. I don't care what anyone says, and I don't care when people say, "Oh, you know, as long as she's happy, it's fine." No. I truly feel that she looks worse than before. She has lost a bit of a beauty in that weight loss, and honestly, she looks quite fragile, if I do say so. And that's just my two cents.
Okay, in my personal opinion, I always thought Sunny. I think Sunny always looked the healthiest to me. Sunny and Haeyeon, and Hyoyeon on the occasion that we actually got to see Hyoyeon. But, and, you know, and Sohyeon.
By the way, so the Danshins were the healthiest.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah, the Danshins are the healthiest.
You know, that's actually true, because they probably weigh about the same.
Yeah.
Therefore, you know, yeah, it'd be easier for them to look healthier.
Their weight is probably proportionate to their body.
Yeah, there's a rate. It's about ratio, you know, if you're looking at trying to look healthy.
Thing is, like, even for Sooyoung and Yuna, I still think that even though they're really, really skinny, but it's kind of like their body type even, but I don't think Yuri being that skinny kind of suits her. It looks unnatural.
Yeah.
Like, I reckon, I don't think, like, Yuna and Sooyoung are, like, anorexic skinny, like, being, because they eat, like, I don't know, they're the shikshins and whatever, but it's kind of proportional to, like, their body figure, because there are people out there that are just that skinny. But when Yuri just suddenly became like, whoa, super skinny, I was like,
most of us are probably more, you know, used to the voluptuous Yuri anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, when I first started getting into SNSD, you know, she was super curvy, and that was.
But the thing is that, you know,
ridiculously hot.
As tall as Sooyoung is, and as, you know, as much as skinny as Yuna does seem, they don't get to the point where I can sit there and say, okay, when I saw Yuri, I seriously thought, crap, like, she looks like, at this point, like, just skin and bones, and no girl should look like that.
Okay, if you guys just had to pick the three girls you'd like to see eat more, or gain more weight, I should say. Yuri, okay, here's mine. Yuri, Jessica, and Sooyoung, please eat more. Please, or put some muscle mass or something on you.
Sooyoung's actually, personally, I don't think Sooyoung's ever looked unhealthy to me. Jessica,
I think she's skinny.
Jessica, yes.
I think Sooyoung's pretty fit. I don't think she needs to.
Yeah.
I think Sooyoung needs to eat more. That's just me. Jessica needs to eat more.
It might be true because of the fact of how tall she is.
True, but three.
I don't think I can pick three, but as long as, you know, they're healthy, happy.
Yuri, eat more.
Yeah.
Please.
Do eat more, Yuri, please.
So, last weekend, I went to Caribbean Bay. Cabby! And, damn it. This is the thing about Korea. If you guys do not speak Korean, you're going to be very lucky. Lucked out on a lot of things that don't have English translated websites. So Kabi does have like an English version of the website, but it's not updated. And we didn't find out until we went all the way to the park, which is a good 4 hours away. Like, after you get to, like, the city, you gotta take another 2 hour bus out. So, anyways, we went, and it was open, but all the slides were closed.
Oh, what?
Yeah. It was ridiculous. Me and my friend literally got there and we were starving, so we went to eat, and I showed you guys a picture of that, the part overlooking the interior. Really nice inside. Definitely an area for kids. And they even had like a water slide or two in there. And then even a freaking spa area. Like there's just like one corner section off of just like jacuzzis. Just for like the like parents and stuff who want to just chill.
So
and
do you know why the slides were closed?
Yeah. Why were they closed?
They said it's because, okay, well when you go around and when you go outside to the slides, it's like, opening June 1st for the summer season. But it's like, what? You guys didn't even say that on the website. Like, you said the park was open, but you didn't say anything about the slides being closed, you know?
Right.
And, of course, the Korean version is a little bit more informative, but it still didn't say the same thing. You know what I mean? So it was very misleading.
So
huh?
Why were the slides closed?
Because it was off-season, I guess?
Just...
Yeah.
Right.
Some parks
yeah.
do that.
Okay.
It was pretty lame. The park is freaking nice. So nice. The women's locker room, brand new, everything, lockers, the powder room, showers, everything was so new. And the park itself was amazing. It was bigger than my parks back home, but not as big as Schlitterbahn, if any of you guys have been to Texas. That place is huge. So big, you gotta take a tram to get to the other side of the park. But I digress. Cabby is really nice, and it's opening, so it's opening next Saturday.
Are you planning to go again, or?
Well, that's the thing. My friends wanted to go to Everland on Saturday, and literally it's right next door. But since Cabby screwed us over, we went to Everland. We got our money back and went to Everland that day.
Right.
So
it's not a total loss.
No, it wasn't. Today wasn't wasted, but...
Everland's the theme park version.
Yeah. It's like the theme park, and then next door is Cabby, the water park. Well, it's gonna be crowded. I know that for sure. I was like wondering why there was no one at this park too, because all the lockers are like empty and like oh my gosh, this is weird. So I don't know if you guys know this, but when Koreans go swimming and not recreational, like just I mean not like sports wise, but like recreational. They cover up, like, from head to toe. Like, to go to this water park, you needed to wear a bathing cap or a sports cap. Like, if you weren't, your head was just free, they'd, like, look down on you.
I suppose that's hygiene reasons.
I guess, but still, like...
Does it apply to men or just women?
No, everyone.
That's
everyone.
That's it. Yeah.
Everyone.
And then also, you can't be, if you have a bathing suit on, you have to have like a shirt over it. So.
What? Now that I don't get.
yeah. Straight up, like a shirt or a tank top.
I get the hair cap, I don't get the shirt.
Well, yeah.
So that's for men as well though, no shirt, you have to have a shirt on for men.
Yeah. While you're swimming
Yeah, while you're in the water.
Okay, that's weird.
Okay, so the 2 p.m./SNSD Cabby ad is all false then?
Yes.
Lies. It's all lies.
The lifeguards are like, I'm gonna put on this really heavy sweatshirt on over my top, and the girls' short shorts were not that short.
Well, at least they don't get sunburnt then.
But they literally were covered from top to bottom. I was just like, oh, interesting. Very interesting. That's pretty much it about Cabby. Maybe I'll hit it up when I come back to Korea sometime. When it's not as crowded. But yeah, I heard that place gets like shoulder to shoulder in the wave pool, and I'm not down with that.
Yeah, nah, you gotta have some sort of room.
Damn it.
I remember going to Disneyland in Japan. That place was packed. Like, every goddamn ride was a 2 hour waiting line. It was insane. And they actually put, like, time marks on, like, for how long the line goes. And you go up and you go, this, when you are at this billboard, it will be 2 hours till you hit the ride. It's like, wow, are you kidding me?
Sounds like Cali. Sounds like Cali.
Anything SNSD related at Cabbie? Like, do they still have posters of the girls up and stuff?
Oh, you know what? There really wasn't. And even the music, like, I didn't even hear the Cabbie song one time. They were playing some, like, Caribbean, like, tropical island groovy music. I don't even know.
My show was a while ago, wasn't it?
What, the cat? Well, I mean, you think that they put the Cabbie song on every, I don't know, hour or something? Every 2 hours? Didn't come on at all.
It had maybe, like, I'm sure I could be wrong, but for the most part, there's always a time limit on promotional stuff that how long some company can do something like that, or how long Cabbie can release that, because it is, I'm sure the song isn't owned by Cabbie, so they must be trying to, like, whenever Cabbie puts it on for this, how many months they have to pay a royalty fee. Obviously, they don't want to do that till the end of the earth, so they'll put it on for that long, and then once it's over, and they're not going to. Because once they start advertising using that again, they're going to have to repay royalties and all that stuff. Yeah. So that'll factor into it all.
Yeah, it's some other K-pop artists now that are endorsing Cabbie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I think it's Victoria from FX.
Oh, Victoria and Nixon? Kun.
Yeah.
I did see a poster of them on the way to the theme park, but like, or the water park, but when I got to the water park, there really wasn't any celebrity endorsement whatsoever. It was just Cabbie straight up. So, yeah, they really left the park bare for that. But Cabbie's nice. Just do your research before you guys decide to go to Cabbie.
Just don't be like me. Don't do what I did.
All the water slides were closed.
Call ahead.
If you can, man. The service, though, was really nice.
Is that because you guys were like the only ones there? That's why the service is nice.
Well, you know what? The service in Korea is just nice.
Yeah.
It's really nothing like home. Like, they really go out of their way to help you with whatever, like, problem you have. Like, just side note, this one time I dropped my phone underneath the subway. Like, I jumped into the subway and my phone fell in my pocket. And, like, I jumped back out of the subway and then I called, like, emergency, and the guy literally had, like, stopped the subway so he could get my phone out of the tracks for me. And then for Cabbie, there's a time limit for you to get your refund. It's an hour. But me and my friends, since, you know, we were just, like, dilly-dallying and eating lunch and stuff, we spent an hour and a half and we didn't know that. They still gave us our full refund back. And
that's pretty insane.
Yeah, so yeah, Korea really does.
Really good service.
Yeah. Korea really goes out of their way to help people out, so.
You'll never, ever, ever see a Western capitalist society do that. Never.
No, life. Exactly. Never. They'll be like, screw you, sorry.
Tough luck, buddy. Gonna...
Yep.
Oh, I lost your phone on the train. Oh, tough crap.
Live yep, with... yeah, exactly. They would have been it's like, gone. Yep, and do nothing about it.
Buy a new phone, buddy.
Korea's really about service, which is really nice. Okay, is there anything else?
Man, I can't... I was just going to say, I can't even get a refund at McDonald's these days, let alone...
What are you trying to get a refund for? Halfway through your Big Mac? Big Mac sucks! So, right now, we are going to take a quick break with the song that was released way before it should have been. Mr. Taxi, which we all do love. Japan's first official single from Shoujo Jidai. So, stay tuned. Song break, Mr. Taxi. Tokyo, Seoul, London, New York. 기만마 네 세계 will dry tonight. 각구치대 힐러 술은 new style. 미타코토 날 못 넣다 can't be set the garu. 호락꽃이와 밑에 스쿠시키 글쎄요. 아무 희다리 흔들어 요리 난 바이 뭐. I'm so fast. Mr. Taxi, taxi, taxi. 속도 즉시, 즉시, 즉시.
Slightly.
Alright, that was Mr. Taxi off of Soshi's new Japanese album, their number one single off of that album. So, Darren, Dread Tech takeaway.
Okay, just very, very minor things on the blog. We are still quite slow. We have picked up, but exams are coming up for a lot of us, especially me and everyone else. So please bear with us if we don't get news pushed out as soon as possible. We are working a little bit harder than when we last reported, so I'm hoping that we can keep up with it, but, you know, just in case we're not, many apologies. We have one announcement. We have invited a new staffer into our ranks. A lot of you might know him because he comments a whole hell of a lot. Kenneth.
Kenneth! What's up?
Yep, always. He's still up with that new staffer high, so he's making a lot of our posts, contributing a lot, so we're very happy about that. And we're just looking forward to see what he comes up with.
And like Dredd and myself, he's also a Tiffany worshipper.
Oh god. The fanatic.
You gotta stick together. Fanatic. Stick together.
Wait, is GT a Tiffany fanatic as well?
No, I don't think so.
Worshipper?
Yeah, I think he is. He's a Jenny shipper, yes. I think he is.
I know Cindy is.
Boss man. Gosh, boss man and boss lady. Damn, everyone's...
Suck it!
What, I don't know.
Who's your favorite, May?
It depends on my mood. Hyoyeon's the one that got me into the group, but yeah, it depends on my mood. Right now, who's the boss right now?
Stop.
Sunny's still a boss.
Stop switching sides. Pick one.
Ew! This is Sonyeosh Day. You're allowed to cheat on members.
Yeah, to be honest, sometimes I switch between members as well.
Well, no, you can develop a liking, but there's always going to be that one girl.
The bias?
Yes, the bias.
Tiffany, definitely. The bias is always Tiffany. But sometimes, you know, Taeyeon just creeps up there, man.
Yeah, this is true.
And you get, and occasionally Jessica just slays me.
Mine's Tiffany. Mine's Yui, Tiffany, and Jessica.
Sandwich. I like that sandwich. Wrap it like a sandwich. Mm-hmm. So is there anything else?
I
think that's it.
What's up with the, what do you call it, SK subs? Are they?
They are still working on some stuff. I'm not sure on the exact what they're doing.
I am finishing something. Supposedly, I have no idea what's happening. Like, I finished timing that shit monster as fast as I could.
That project, yeah. Well, I think that's still coming up. That's still coming up. Okay, so I think we'll be wrapping up now.
Hi guys, this is SushiCast number 10, and hope it wasn't too long. I hope it's too short for you guys. Take it easy until SushiCast number 11 next month in June. Peace.
Yeah.